Hey you. Yeah, you with the pant leg rolled up on the right side. Hey, welcome to Bikescape. It's episode number 43, and it's March 6th, 2006. Well, here we are, another Bikescape. Here we go. I guess it's been a long 2 weeks. Had a lot of ideas for various Bikescape episodes, and a lot of them haven't happened because, well, one thing leads to another. We have some illness in the family, nothing serious, but, you know, some flu. My wife Karen had got sick, and Lillian, the little 4-year-old, got sick too, and I didn't get to go down to the velodrome to do an episode on track racing. So that'll come up one of these Saturdays. They have open day over at the open Saturday mornings over at the velodrome, and I plan to do a podcast from there one of these days. And I also missed the frame show, the custom independent frame builders show down in San Jose. Also, I was gonna try and hit two birds with one stick, but no, didn't happen. So I've always had this podcast sort of laying in reserve. Usually the questions I get on the blog have more to do with the music I play than anything else. So I thought I'd do a show of nothing but bike music. After a year now, I've managed to collect quite a bit of it. And I'm just going to play a small amount of it because I have so much. So without further ado, I'm going to play... this first song is stolen from the internet. It's Creative Commons, as far as I can tell. There's actually no copyright information at all on this thing, but it's on Google Movies, video.google.com. Do a search. There's the Budapest Critical Mass. Well, I'll provide a link on the website, bagscape.blogspot.com. Budapest had 50,000 people show up for Critical Mass a couple months ago. Yeah, you heard me right. 50,000 people showed up. And it was this huge ride. A friend of mine was actually in it. He was traveling around Eastern Europe and checking out just being a tourist, and he found himself in the middle of this huge Critical Mass. And anyway, there's somebody shot a movie of it. It's on Google, video.google.com. And I took the music off of it, and I really don't know what the music is. It's a catchy tune. If anybody recognizes it, write into the blog, leave a comment. Let me know what it is, and I'll inform everybody. Anyway, without further ado, I'm calling this song Bicycle. Crank it up.
It's a new dance. Catch the new dance.
Come on, a brand new dance.
It's a new dance.
What's the fun crew?
Come bust the new
dance. Hear this. Me have a new dance, and it's simple. Me have a new dance, and I got for you. Catch the new dance, follow me people. Bust the new dance, and I got for you. Your skill cause. First thing first, you have to get
de France.
Nonsense, just got some men.
Tour de France, Tour de France.
Vidal et Grand Maquet.
Tour de France, Tour de France.
Grand final à l'arrivée.
Tour de France, Tour de France.
Paro nas pedras, o dia é tão belo assim. Lembro sorriso de domingo. Canto, vou lembrando dos amigos que carrego comigo. Canto, pedalando na avenida em dia azul de domingo. Canto, vou lembrando dos amigos que carrego comigo. Eu canto, pedalando, canto, pedalando, canto, pedalando em dia azul de domingo. Em dia azul,
right then, that was Samba Guru featuring Katia Moraes, some Brazilian music. And a quick check of their website tells me that they are going to be playing in Studio City if you live down in L.A. Studio City at the Lavallee Jazz Club on Ventura Boulevard, March 25th. So go check them out. Buy their album, pay to go see their show. But don't tell them you heard them here, because I didn't get permission. I swear I didn't. So, you know, Bikescape doesn't make any money at this. We have no advertising. We had an ad a few weeks ago, but no advertising that we made any money off of. And this is all out of pure love. So if you like the music, go out and buy it. And tell if you do happen to talk to any of the artists, or you hear from any of the artists, let them know that, you know, you heard it here on Bikescape, and now you're out buying their album. So I feel pretty good about what I'm doing here, so I think it's okay. Before that, we heard Señor Coconut, a Chilean guy who likes to play. He has a big thing for Kraftwerk. So he does a Latin version of some electronic music that you may, you know, some German electronic music. It's kind of an interesting little mélange, if you will. So he's great. I really like Señor Coconut. And by the way, Kraftwerk, if you don't know Kraftwerk, check them out too. We're not going to play any here today. But if you ever get a chance to listen to, there was an episode on the Bike Show out of London, Jack Thurston's show. And he did a show entirely about Kraftwerk and bicycles, because there's always been this underlying connection between Kraftwerk, their music, and bicycles, and cycling in general. So check them out. And so this is just sort of a funky, fun version of the Tour de France song by Kraftwerk. And speaking of Jack Thurston over at the Bike Show, I had the honor of meeting him a few months ago, almost a year ago, when he came out to California on business. And we were talking about bike music, and he said he thought some of the best bike music was not English-speaking, mostly in Italian or French. So, and I thought that was true. So when I do searches for music regarding bicycles, I look under bikes, bicycles, cycling. I also look under bicyclette, bicicleta, velo, anything I can think of to come up with some kind of good search for foreign music. So here's something by Mireille Mathieu. I know we have some listeners in France. Salut tout le monde en France. I do check my stats every now and then, and people do listen from France, as well as Australia, Germany, Netherlands, England. A lot of listeners in England, and a couple in New Zealand, Japan. They're all out there. So we're going to go international now, continuing in that vein, with something by Mireille Mathieu, Les Bicyclettes Belles-Ailes.
Oh,
Playing under me right now, I'm stepping on the Beach Boys, Bicycle Rider. I'm stepping on them because I'm afraid if I didn't, maybe they would sue. So that's Brian Wilson there, playing Bicycle Rider. I forgot to back announce the very first song. I know people are going to ask me if I don't tell you. That is a band, or actually a person, named Phil Bright. He spells his name P-F-I-L-B-R-Y-T-E. That he's down in L.A., and that song is played with permission. He has a music production company down in L.A., but I like the song because it has lots of San Francisco references. Hayes Street, riding through the Tenderloin late at night, and all the creepy people you see in the Tenderloin sometimes. Anyway, that's that. And I'm going to do a little bit of news and tell you what's going on, as far as I know, what's going on in the world of bicycling. Here in San Francisco, I don't have all the information. I'll try to get it on the website as soon as I find out where it is, but I did get a flyer at Critical Mass last week that said that there is now going to be a Midnight Riders ride here in San Francisco, which is very exciting. It's very successful down in L.A., actually a lot more successful than Critical Mass. Seems to fit in with L.A., so we'll see how Midnight Riders works here in San Francisco. Maybe it's a flub, I don't know, but I plan to be there. Late night ride, usually. I think in L.A. it starts around 9 o'clock and goes into the wee hours. So that should be lots of fun. In other news, let's see, the Bike Coalition, the San Francisco Bike Coalition here in San Francisco is very busy. Let me go to their website here. They're busy trying to get people... You know, we're building this new bridge. I don't know if you remember back in 1989, our Bay Bridge going across the Bay to Oakland, part of it collapsed in the earthquake. And, you know, 20 years later, here we are, we're still building a new bridge. Won't be ready for another 10 years. But actually, the Bay Bridge is two bridges connected by an island in the middle, Treasure Island and Yerba Buena Island. And what's weird is that they're building a bike lane on the Yerba Buena Island to Oakland side of the bridge. But they're not adding a bike lane to the old part of the bridge. So you'll be able to ride from Oakland to Yerba Buena Island, but then you won't be able to get that last two and a half miles across to San Francisco, which I think is absolutely insane. You know, it's expensive, but when you think of the cost that we spend on cars every year, it's, you know, the subsidies that go towards driving are outrageous, and you know, especially when you consider this stuff. So anyway, the Bike Coalition's asking you to write the governor, Paul Arnold, and all the state leaders, and urge them to include funding for the Bay Bridge's West Span for bike pedestrian maintenance pathway. One of the nice things about having a bike lane there is that they'll be able to get maintenance vehicles to the scene of an accident or whatever, or if some kind of spill happens on the freeway, they'll be able to get maintenance vehicles. So it isn't just for bicycles. It's a good thing in a lot of ways. So the Bike Coalition has an instant activist system to make your voice heard. They'll hand deliver your letters. So you can do it all online. If you go to their website, sfbike.org, you can check out how to do that. And what else is the Bike Coalition doing? Things are starting to heat up. We're getting into it's March, and can you believe it's March already? We're going to be having warm weather soon all over the country. You're probably going to miss this, but if you're hearing this now, the second anniversary night ride in Golden Gate Park, Sunday, March 5th. This is early in the morning on the 5th, so you may not hear it in time, but meet at the Panhandle Statue, Felon Baker. These rides happen every month or so, and they're really nice on Sunday nights. I don't get to go because I have other things happening at home, but it's a good thing to do. There's a Victorian architecture bike tour, Saturday, March 11th, 10 a.m. Meet at Alamo Square at Hayes and Scott. And it says here, we will wander through the Western Addition, the Haight, and the Pacific Heights area, looking for the coolest Victorian we can find. My goal, says the organizer, is to give a quick overview of the Victorian styles and construction histories, but mainly we'll just look at really, really cool buildings from the outside, unfortunately. But it's about 10 or 15 miles, 3 or 4 hours. Difficulty is easy to moderate. Please wear a helmet, they're saying, and bring lots of snacks and water. Brandon Bronach at dbarchitect.com is leading that ride. Also, day one of a bike ed class. It's free, but you have to register. Visit the bike ed page on the SF Bike website, sfbike.org. They have these four-hour classroom courses. It teaches the basics of safe and enjoyable cycling, including riding in traffic, necessary equipment, crash avoidance. You always want to avoid those crashes. Legal rights and responsibilities. It's open to adults 14 or over. You don't have to have your bicycle with you on day one, which is in the classroom. Chris Carlson, who has been on Bikescape before, is leading a transit history tour. His bike tours are really popular. He's a great historian of San Francisco, mainly San Francisco history. He works with a bunch of people loosely coalesced to form a group called Counterpulse at 1310 Mission at 9th, which is where they're going to be meeting on Saturday, March 25th. They're asking for $15 to $50, sliding scale. Shaping San Francisco and Counterpulse director Chris Carlson conducts a four-hour historical tour of San Francisco by bicycle. Bring a snack and water and reserve your spot now. Call 415-626-2060. And speaking of night rides, the next one, if you missed this one on tomorrow night, will be Sunday, March 26th, 6:30 to 9. Meet at the Panhandle Statue at Felon Baker. They're going to be going to China Basin. Another attempt to get to the China Basin. I guess the last time they did it, it got rained out. An excellent night of viewing the bay. Bring something to share. Famous hors d'oeuvres, stop, all that stuff. Bring blinky lights. And, of course, Friday, the March 31st, Critical Mass. And in New York, also, Critical Mass is now safe. You know, I did mention in the last podcast that Critical Mass has been legalized, pretty much. The suit that the police were working on let's start over again. The police, the city of New York, was suing Time's Up and a bunch of other people in New York to try and keep them from publicizing Critical Mass and to conduct a Critical Mass without a permit to have a parade, because they consider Critical Mass to be a parade and not traffic. So the judge threw all three of those things out. Basically, it's now safe to ride critical mass. The last critical mass, there were no arrests. The police couldn't do it. They gave a few tickets out to people who ran red lights, so watch yourself at those red lights. Always good to keep the mass together, but you don't want to break the law, at least not in front of the police anyway. And so, it's safe. Bring the kids, bring the family. Go to critical mass in New York. And, of course, there's always Brooklyn Critical Mass. Let's see. Their rides happen. Let's see here. Looking at the website. March 10th. Critical Mass Brooklyn. Always a great ride. 7 p.m. Grand Army Plaza, Brooklyn, near Prospect Park North. And the Brooklyn end of the Williamsburg Bridge. That should center you right in there. Also on the 11th, the next day, in the Prospect Park, also in Brooklyn, the Prospect Park Moonlight Ride, always very popular. 9 p.m., Grand Army Plaza, at the same spot, the northern entrance to Prospect Park, where Flatbush Avenue, Eastern Parkway, Union Street, and Prospect Park West all intersect. Got that? So that's always fun in New York. And the weather should be starting to warm up over there. The politics are starting to warm up. The police are starting to cool off. And, Brooklyn's always been a great ride. It's, as opposed to the Manhattan ride. So the usual things. Check out their calendar. They're having a movie night on the 30th. Monumental at 10 a.m. 10 a.m.? I think they meant 10 p.m. New York things start late. People are still in bed at 10 a.m. in New York. 49 East Houston Street between Mott and Mulberry. And on the same day at 6:30 p.m., just before the movie, I guess they're having a Fix Your Bike workshop. So you might want to check that out as well. So that's it for Bikescape this week. And we'll try and get to the Velodrome sometime in the next couple weeks. Maybe next weekend I'll get down there. And a lot of good ideas. I got some more ideas for Market Street episodes. Another part of our series of episodes on Market Street, the main drag here in San Francisco. There's so many angles to look at your main drag from. And it's something that's not just central to San Francisco. I mean, every large city has it. There's State Street, there's Broadway, there's Fifth Avenue, Wilshire Boulevard, all those great streets, great cities. Anyway, I got one more song to play for you in this musically-oriented podcast. It's a song by a band out of London from the mid-70s. They were called the Desperate Bicycles, all but forgotten these days. Early punk band. The song's called Cars. And I'm going to follow that up with a short song called Slow Down from a musician down in L.A. He's got a website. Check the blog. His name is Sebastian Clark. So anyway, thanks for listening. Send your emails to bikescape@sbcglobal.net, and I'll try to answer most of them, and definitely read all of them, and try and mention them when I can. So thanks, and keep the rubber side down, take the lane, and ride it like you stole it. Bye now.
When life is getting you down, you make a big frown, well, don't you? Well, I've got a cure as to how to endure all the troubles that life would surround you with. So you've got all of these problems. Well, I've got a way to resolve them. Just lend me your ears, dear, and hear me explain. All the troubles you have won't remain if you slow down. Slow down, slow down. Ooh. Advances have made us all faster. Ever now we need to take the time to get away. The world's always going to keep moving. So what on this earth are you proving? When nothing you could ever do could ever be a soothing answer, nothing is exactly what you're doing. So slow down.
Understanding. It begins.